Welcome back to Annalee High School and the game of the week on KSRO. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth. Annalee and Tigers in the blue will be kicking off to El Molino Lions in the white. And the kick is driven deep down the field, taken at the 5-yard line by Cole Van Stone. He brings it straight up the middle of the field. Got a little hole, and he's going to be tackled and down right at the 30-yard line. The Lions take over for their first possession of the ball game. Weston Lewis, the quarterback, lines up in behind center. He's got a full house backfield, hands it to the deep back, Jalen Hall, and he's tackled immediately and dropped.
Number one, Jake Acosta, and a gang of Tigers leading the tackle effort right there, mitigating that gain to what looks like only a gain of about 2 yards.
Weston Lewis, the junior quarterback, had a full house backfield. The first two backs went through. He handed it to Jalen Hall, and he was stopped after a short gain. Bring up second down and 7. Lewis gets the handoff again, hands the ball off to Jalen Hall. He's going to reverse field. He goes down the right sideline. He's got some running room, and he's going to be thrown out of the bounds. Thrown out of bounds at the 50-yard line, but that's going to be a first down and 10 for the El Molino Lions.
It looked like as number 55, Dylan Cords, was pulling him out of bounds, he started to fumble the football. Fortunately for the Lions, it fumbled out of bounds, so they still maintain possession and get a brand new set of downs here.
Jalen Hall started to the left, stopped and went back 180 degrees all the way to the other side of the field and was thrown out of bounds, but not after a big game and a first down for the Lions.
I've used the comparison before, but that demonstrated a lot of characteristics of one Le'Veon Bell back when he was playing with the Steelers. The patience, waiting for the alleys to open up and then going right through them. Sometimes you got to make your own.
Justin Lewis is in the shotgun. Two receivers left, two receivers right. He's got one halfback, and he shifts him to the right. Takes the snap, looks to pass on the left, throws it out in the flat, and he overthrows the receiver, Ryan Palmer.
And that one just skied right over Palmer's head. Really had no chance of getting it whatsoever. A safe throw, though. A throw that was not only away from his wide receiver, but away from the defenders as well.
Lewis is a left-handed thrower. Threw the ball deep out into the flat. It sailed untouched out of bounds. Brings up second down and 10. The football's right at midfield, the 50-yard line. 10 minutes, 40 seconds in quarter number one at Annalee High School. Lewis in the shotgun, fakes the handoff, now he wants to pass, throws again out to the flat, it's off the fingertips, a little bit high to Jackson Dunkel, incomplete pass.
Now that one, if you ask Dunkel, he'd tell you that he's got to come down with it. It's that unofficial rule that wide receivers live by, you get your hands on it, you got to come in with it.
Third down and 10, Annalee's defense wants to get off the field, El Molino needs a big play, at least 11 yards, ball right at midfield. Weston Lewis stays in the shotgun. Two receivers left, two receivers right. One halfback right behind him. Now he shifts the halfback. DJ Ramilia to his right. Weston drops back, throws over the middle. It's caught. He's got a little running room, and he's going to get the first down. Jackson Dunkel caught the 5-yard pass, got the football to an athlete in space, and Jackson Dunkel picks up the first down.
What a great play design by El Molino, getting the wide receiver right out there on the slant, able to pick up the necessary yardage for the first down.
Whenever you can get a good athlete the football with some room and let him do his own thing, that's what Jackson Dunkel did. First down Lions, 39-yard line of the Tigers. Weston Lewis throws deep down the sideline, and it's incomplete. Lewis threw it deep down the right sideline, trying to hit Cole Van Stone, and the ball was just overthrown. Incomplete pass. 10 minutes, 13 seconds here in quarter number one. Thanks for joining us here on KSRO's Game of the Week, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet. Weston Lewis, the quarterback for El Molino, is in the shotgun. Shifts Jalen Hall, the halfback, to the right. Two receivers left, two receivers right. And we're going to get a called timeout by Randy Parmeter. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annerley High School. Thanks for joining us on the KSRO Game of the Week. I'm Nick Mattis with my right-hand man, Jeff Woodworth. El Molino Lions have taken the opening kickoff and are marching down the field. They just had a timeout by head coach Randy Parmeter. Now coach James Foster has called the timeout. I think we're going to keep it right here for right now. I want to talk to Jeff Woodworth a little bit. Jeff, so far in the game, it looks like Weston Lewis and Randy Parmeter, the Lions are trying to throw the football.
I like what the Lions are trying to do, spread it around, air it down the field. They're also doing a very decent job of running the ball right now. They're kind of picking up yardage at will. The offense is being very patient, letting the plays unfold, and they're getting rewarded because of it.
Well, we mentioned that Weston Lewis, the junior quarterback, likes to do both. He'll run the football himself, and he's got two really good running backs. DJ Ramilia has done a fine, he's had a fine season, just a junior for El Molino. Interesting that after the timeout, Coach James Foster for Annerley, he saw something he didn't like right away and called a timeout before El Molino could exploit a weakness that he had seen on his defense. So that may turn out to be critical. So we're back to live action. Second down and 10. El Molino's got the ball at the Annerley 39-yard line. Weston Lewis in the shotgun. He's going to hand the ball off to Jalen Hall, who's going to go around the right end, and he's going to be tackled and pushed out of bounds right at the 34-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and 5.
Number 38, Cole Hunter, and number 50, Sam Perdue, leading the tackling efforts there for the Tigers. And going back to your timeout comment there, the back-to-back timeouts, you know, football is just human chess, a little bit more contact. So you got to make sure that you are not only on the same page with your team, but you're one step ahead of the other team as well.
A great point right there. You need to be one step. So here it is, third and 5. Again, hands off to Jalen Hall. He's going to be tackled and brought down, it looks like, 1 yard short, maybe 2 yards short of the first down.
Number 52, Jake Visser. Number 55, Dylan Cords, bringing him down just short of the first down marker.
El Molino lining up quickly on the football. They're going to go for it here on fourth down and 1. The ball placed on the 30-yard line of Annerley, and Weston Lewis gets the snap, and he's going to quarterback sneak it for the first down. The Lions have a first down at the 27-yard line of the Annerley Tigers.
Number 38, Cole Hunter, got there, but it became a battle of will between him and Weston Lewis, and Lewis came out victorious.
Lewis is a big, strong quarterback, just a junior, 6'1", used his strength to power forward. Now he gets the football and hands it off. No, he fakes the handoff and comes straight up the middle. He's got a big hole, and he breaking tackles and finally drug down at the 15-yard line, just inside the 15-yard line. A big pickup of 15 yards for Weston Lewis.
Now, Nick, I'm seeing a lot of lowering of the head and the shoulder pads here on Annerley. Kids are going to layer the boomstick, as we like to say, going for the big hit, trying to lodge that ball loose. You got to wrap up. You got to bring the defender down. There's no reason why Lewis should have taken off for the extra 10 yards on that play.
First and 10, El Molino at the 15. Lewis back to pack, throws for the end zone, and there's going to be a pass interference in the end zone. As Lewis tried to throw the football to Cole Van Stone in the end zone, the defensive back did not look back for the football.
Number 42, Mike Pearson, had his hands all over him like a prom date. It's true. You got to give the wide receiver some room to breathe there. You got to look back, track the ball. He did neither, was all over him. Pass interference is going to put El Molino in a prime position to put some points up on the board right now.
I'm going to apologize to the listeners right in the beginning. Jeff Woodworth is just, I love this guy. He always makes me laugh. Okay, that's why he's the star of the show, Jeff Woodworth, my right-hand man. First down and 5 yards for El Molino. The ball's been moved up to the 12-yard line, and the Lions are in business. Hands it off to Jalen Hall. He finds a hole, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, El Molino Lions on their first drive.
Absolutely nothing the Tigers could do there. That play was drawn up to perfection and executed even better.
Great job by Weston Lewis. Inside handoff to Jalen Hall, who cut across in front of Weston Lewis, planted his right foot, and darted into the end zone for the touchdown. And the El Molino Lions go 70 yards on their first possession, and they're lining up for the extra point, leading 6-0 at Annalee High School here in the Apple game. Cole Van Stone, the kicker for El Molino. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is right down the middle. El Molino Lions jump off to a 7-0 lead. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Quick sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the
car. I think they call it the Apple Bowl.
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, Yeah.
But?
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But?
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annalee High School. The El Molino Lions took the opening kickoff, drove 70 yards, and scored on a touchdown by a run by Jalen Hall. The point after kick was good, and the El Molino Lions have jumped off to a 7-0 lead here with 8 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in quarter one.
Nick, I think that last drive will just show you how much of a killer penalties are. Annalee was doing a decent job of slowing down the Lions as they were generating momentum. They started to get closer to the red zone. It looked like the drive might have started to sputter out. You give them a penalty, fresh momentum, and they're able to capitalize.
Yeah, great point right there, Jeff Woodworth. All right, getting ready to kick off for the El Molino Lions in the white is Cole Van Stone. It's a short kick. It's going to bounce at the 20-yard line and taken on one hop and downed immediately. That was pretty lucky for Annalee that they got that. The ball hit the ground, was up in the air for a moment. Coming in very quickly was Gavin Allingham, the starting quarterback, and snagged it. Wasn't able to make any yards after the pickup, but was able to get the football. So the Annalee Tigers will take over, trailing 7-0 here in the first quarter.
Starting your drive at the 26 is nothing to shake a stick at, though, Nick. I like this. It could be a lot worse for you. Now we'll see if this Annalee offense can respond.
Gavin Allingham, the quarterback for the Annalee Tigers, has two. He's in the shotgun, hands the ball to his halfback, who comes up the middle, and he's stopped cold right at the line of scrimmage.
Number 50, Coleman Hayes. We mentioned him earlier in the broadcast. I have a feeling you're going to be mentioning his name a lot tonight, leading the efforts there on that tackle.
Caden Fox leading the blocking for Trenton Vogel. Nothing there. Annalee has a second down and 9. The ball right at their own 22-yard line. Takes the snap. Now he wants to throw the ball. He throws it out in the flat, and he throws it wide and incomplete. Trying to get the football out to the wide receiver, Colby Elledge. Ball sailed a little wide and high, but another one like you were mentioning where the only person that was going to get a chance to catch that would have been Eldridge, his own receiver.
Both quarterbacks demonstrating they've been well-coached, lots of discipline here. Doesn't look like they're going to be making too many mistakes.
Big play right here, 3rd down and 9. Annalee doesn't want to give the football back to El Molino. They need to pick up a first down. Gavin Allingham takes it. He's going to throw long down in the flat, and the ball's caught. And a touchdown-saving tackle by Cole Van Stone. Allingham threw it out there, and Colby Elledge made the grab. And as he was starting to break free, Cole Van Stone reached down and hog-tied him by the ankles. And the ball's going to be spotted inside the El Molino 45-yard line, 1st and 10, Tigers.
And, Nick, if Annalee does not score a touchdown on this drive, we can come back exactly to that tackle right there as the reason why.
Snap is up, and big hole up the middle. And another touchdown-saving tackle by Sol Burnup for El Molino as going straight up the middle was Caden Fox. Had a big hole and a head of steam and was heading for pay dirt, but a big tackle right there. Another game, a touchdown-saving tackle.
I stand corrected. That might be the other play we look at on this drive and say, hey, this touchdown-saving tackle. Give credit to the Hog Mollies up front. Number 50, Sam Perdue. Number 52, Jake Visser. Number 69, Scott Kennedy. Number 75, Connor Skiles. Number 76, Nestor Jimenez for opening up that lane.
Allingham takes the snap. Now he throws out in the flat. Caught. And a nice gain by Caden Fox. The Annaly Tigers are marching down the field, trying to answer the opening touchdown by the Lions. They're going to place the ball just inside the 20-yard line. It's going to be second down and 1 yard for Annaly.
Sol Berna stepping up to make the tackle right there. I have to say, out of all the names that we've covered so far this season, Sol Berna is by far my favorite.
Allingham throws it quickly out in the flat, and it's caught, and he's heading into the end zone. Touchdown, Annaly Tigers! Allingham threw it out into the flat, caught by Trenton Vogel. He eluded one tackler, and he scampers into the end zone. Touchdown, Annaly Tigers!
Now, Nick, I'd be remiss if I didn't let the listeners at home know that that touchdown was made possible by number 9, the wide receiver number 9, Nick Kramer, who sealed the block on the edge, allowing him to get over and get in for the score.
Absolutely. There was one man that could have made the tackle, and he was blocked off and into the end zone for the touchdown, waiting for the extra point, lining up Arthur Tognashi. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick hits the crossbar, and it's no good.
Kick started to move left, just hit off the left upright and bounced right back into the end zone.
7-6, El Molino Lions leading the Annaly Tigers. With 7 minutes remaining here in quarter number one, you're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annaly High School. Thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week here on KSRO. Annaly Tigers have just answered El Molino's opening drive. They went 75 yards and a touchdown pass from Allingham to Trenton Vogel to tie the game. The extra point was no good, so it's 7-6. El Molino leading Annaly, and here's the kickoff. Tognashi drives the ball deep, and it's taken inside the 10-yard line and brought up the right sideline, and he's got some room, and he's going to be pulled out of bounds.
Ooh.
And there'll be a late penalty.
Number 55, Dylan Cords, bringing him down when he's already out of bounds. That's not going to settle well there. Number 12, Ransom. He looked like he was about to hold the special teams unit for Ransom there as he was going to take one all the way back for pay dirt. Eventually brought out of bounds, and we'll see how much this penalty is going to affect the kickoff here. It's got to be unnecessary roughness.
Cords made a touchdown-saving tackle as Ransom was starting to put it into fifth gear, and just was a Cords that just able to grab a hold of his jersey and swing him out of bounds. There'll be a unsportsmanlike conduct. That's going to push the ball deep inside Annaly's territory. El Molino's going to have a first down at the Annaly 38-yard line, leading the Tigers 7-6.
And you want to talk about prime field position starting to drive here. My goodness, this is set up on a silver platter for the Lions.
Weston Lewis and the El Molino Tigers took the opening kickoff, drove 70 yards for their first touchdown, starting in excellent position, 38-yard line on Annaly. Lewis in the shotgun, two receivers right, two receivers left. Jalen Hall shifts to the right, hands the ball off to Jalen Hall. He comes up the middle, and he's going to be hit and fumbled. No fumble. Jalen Hall's going to be down, fell on top of the football himself after a gain of 2 yards.
Number 55, Dylan Cords, able to come up on the tackle, this time not being penalized for the effort. And, Nick, real quick, just that's two instances early on in this first quarter where Annerly playing relatively disciplined football and two penalties just completely jack your plans up.
Let's see if they can overcome it here. El Molino's got second down and seven. The ball's right at Annerly 35-yard line. Lewis takes the snap. He fakes the handoff this time to Lewis. To Hall, and he comes straight up the middle, and he's right at the first down marker. It's going to be close.
Number 55, Dylan Cords, and number 58, Alejandro Verdin, leading the efforts on that tackle.
And it is a first down for the El Molino Lions. They move the sticks. Ball's placed right inside the Annerly 28-yard line. El Molino leading 7-6 with 6 minutes remaining here in quarter number one. Weston Lewis in the shotgun. Hands it to Jalen Hall, who's going around the right corner. He's got a couple of good blocks. He plants his foot, moves upfield, and he's got an 8-yard gain.
There's got to be something to be said here about this Jalen Hall and his ability. So patient, able to let the gaps open up. It seems like every time he's getting the ball, it's for at least 5 yards.
I like how he plants his foot. He's going east to west, and then he plants his foot, and he goes north and south, straight up the field, and got as many yards as he could. Brings up a second down, two. The ball's inside the 20-yard line. Lewis has got two receivers right, two receivers left. Again hands the ball to Jalen Hall, who comes up the middle, and he's tackled. But right at the first down marker, and it will be a first down for the El Molino Lions.
Dylan Cord's able to meet him right at the first down marker and drive him backwards, but it wasn't enough. His hurt was able to get the ball across. Hall was able to get the ball across the line.
A textbook tackle by Cord as he put his nose right on the numbers of Hall and buried him into the turf. First down Lions as they're marching again on down on the field here. Ball's placed at the 16-yard line. Lewis looking over to the sideline to get some signals from Randy Parmeter. Now he's relaying the signals in the shotgun. 6'1" junior looking over the defense. Takes the snap, drops straight back, and there's a penalty on the play. Looks like a false start on El Molino. It is. They're going to bring it back. It's going to make it first down and 15. Football's going to be placed back at the Annerly 21-yard line.
Now, Nick, if you remember our last broadcast, the number of penalty flags that were thrown, I think we're at number 4 tonight.
Yeah, I hope we don't have to count them, okay? That'll be a bad. Weston Lewis, in the shotgun, takes the snap, drops straight back, throws over the middle, behind the receiver, almost intercepted, incomplete.
Now, that was a rare, relatively awful throw from Weston Lewis there. He threw it behind his wide receiver. Number 3, Dylan Peterson, and number 8, Alex Tejado, were right there for Annerly with a chance to intercept it. Luckily, the ball bounces for an incomplete pass.
Jalen Hall going to take a break. That pass was intended for Jalen Hall, who broke over the middle on a post pattern. If the pass would have been in front of him, I think Jalen would have had an opportunity for a catch. There was some separation. It's going to bring up 2nd and 15. Lewis remains in the shotgun, drops again straight back. Now there's pressure. He's going to roll out to his left. And he's going to be hit and dropped at the 17-yard line.
It looked like he was ready to take off, and then he got tripped up by the turf monster, and that allowed number 22, Gary Gritch, and number 1, Jake Acosta, to catch up with him and bring him down out of bounds.
Lewis strung out the play as long as he could. When he rolled out, he kept his eyes downfield, couldn't find a receiver, and the Annerly defense pursuit caught up to him. It is a 5-yard gain. It'll bring 3rd down and 10. The football right at the 18-yard line. This looks like 2-down territory for El Molino. Lewis takes the snap, throws a little screen pass. It's caught, and the Annerly defense does a good job of stopping him for a 2-yard gain.
Number 32, DJ Romaglia, got the pass off there, but just couldn't do anything with it as he was swarmed up quickly by that Annerly defensive line. Sniffed out that screen pass very, very quickly.
El Molino stays on the field. They're going to go for it. It's going to be 4th down and 8. The ball's placed right on the 15-yard line, and we're going to get a timeout by Coach James Foster of the Annerly Tigers. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annaly High School. We're at the Apple game between El Molino and Annaly. El Molino Lions leading 7-6 with 2 minutes 52 seconds remaining in quarter number one. El Molino has a fourth down and 8. The football right on the Annaly 15-yard line. James Foster used his second timeout here in the first quarter. He didn't like what he saw. Give him a chance to get his team. This is a big play for the Tigers and the Lions. Weston Lewis in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Lewis looking over the defense. He's got running back DJ Ramalia to his right. Lewis takes the snap. Now he drops back. He throws deep for the end zone. And it's caught for a touchdown. Cole Van Stone looked like he might have gotten away with a little push off. No flags on the play. Touchdown, El Molino Lions. As Weston Lewis throws 15 yards to the left corner of the end zone, and the Lions have struck again.
I mean, this pass, what can we say about it? It's textbook, which you'd picture a parabola in one of your math textbooks to look like. And yeah, I think Van Stone got away with a little shove there on number 17, Chris McGowan. But hey, stuff happens when you're battling for the ball.
No guts, no glory. Van Stone had nothing to lose. It was fourth down and he got away with it. He's lining up for the extra point now. The snap's good. The hold's good. The kick is no good. Van Stone got underneath it. The kick had a lot of back rotation, and it goes right. So that's going to loom large, and it's going to keep it right here with the El Molino Lions leading the Annaly Tigers 13-6 with 2 minutes 46 seconds. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
T-Shirt Underground, top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140. Forestville Family Dentistry.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annaly High School. We've got a heck of a game going here for the Apple Trophy. El Molino Lions leading the Annaly Tigers 13-6 with 2 minutes 46 seconds remaining in quarter number one.
And I just want to touch on something that we mentioned very briefly before that last commercial break, Nick. Yeah, Coach Foster burning through 2 out of 3 timeouts already here in the first quarter. I understand there's a time and a place for teaching moments. I just don't know if that was one of them. It's going to be interesting to see how that affects the play calling and just the overall strategy of Annaly moving forward here as we get closer and closer to the start of the second quarter and on to halftime.
Cole Van Stone kicks off for the El Molino Tigers, taken at the 5-yard line. Brought to the up the middle of the field and tackled immediately is Dylan Peterson. And the Annaly Tigers will go back for their second possession of the game as they marched 75 yards on their first possession. And a touchdown pass from Allingham to Trent Vogel tied the game. But the PAT was no good. So we're 13-6 here and Annaly Tigers back onto the with the football.
Going for it on fourth down now. 2 drives in a row paying off for El Molino. We'll be interested to see how that pays off, if Annaly tries to follow suit at all moving forward as well.
You have to wonder, Jeff, if these PATs might add up to haunt somebody here. Both teams have missed PATs. Allingham, the quarterback for Annaly, is in the shotgun. takes the snap. He wants to throw. He throws over the middle, and it's complete with a lot of room, and he drops the football.
Number four, Will Koenig. That's a classic case of looking downfield before he reeled the ball in. He was thinking about the yak, that yards after catch, but you got to catch it first, kid.
No defenders of El Molino were around him, and he could have had some big yards, but second down and 10. Allingham dropped back and found the wide-open receiver. He had a big hole in the El Molino defense there. El Molino lining up with three down linemen. Snap is taken and handed straight up the middle, and he stopped after a three-yard gain. Caden Fox took the handoff, went up the middle. A couple of defenders came up for El Molino and stopped him cold. Coleman Hayes, their middle linebacker, put a good hit on him. Brings up a third down and 6 for Anley. The football at their own 28-yard line.
Nick, third and 6. This is, again, one of those instances in which the offense has to earn the first down. Third and long.
Allingham in the shotgun's got a halfback on both sides. Now he puts Caden Fox in motion. Takes the snap, looks to throw. He's got time, throws it out. It's complete for a first down. Elledge caught the football right at the 37-yard line. A beautiful play by Allingham. He put it right on a line. First down and 10 for the Tigers.
A great catch there, and had number four, Cole Van Stone, all over him as he was reeling that ball in. Props to Elledge on able to be reeling that pass for a first down.
Allingham put that right on a line. Elledge came back to meet the football. I like to see receivers come back and meet the football. Once he caught it, he has already passed the first down marker, so the Tigers keep their drive going. The ball's at the 38-yard line. Empty backfield. Allingham throws over the middle.
And
there's going to be an unsportsmanlike penalty on Coleman Hayes. As the ball went incomplete, Hayes went ahead and threw the receiver down to the ground. It's a tough call because I don't know if Hayes knew he didn't catch the football.
I understand the concept of playing through the whistle, waiting for the play to actually end, but and it being a rivalry game and things getting chippy, but that was unnecessary roughness.
And the head referee is going to talk it over. Today's head referee, Mark Thomas, the back judge, Steve Arrow. The home field sideline judge is Jason Mora. The visitor sideline judge, Brian Wills. And the umpire today is Randy Mora. And they're going to call penalties on both sides. That'll negate the unsportsmanlike conduct. There's also a holding penalty on Annalee. So we're going to do it all over again.
Offsetting penalties. I missed the holding call. I only caught the WWE-style takedown that was out there.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, but once the officials got together, they figured it out. So we're going to do it all over. Ball remains right at the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers, trailing 13-6. 1 minute and 16 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. Allingham's got empty backfield. He's going to keep it himself. He comes up the middle. And a beautiful job by the tackle by El Molino's Teddy Koshner came up and made the tackle right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Koshner was not fooled by that RPO at all. Sniffed out the run from the start, was able to make the tackle in the backfield.
Second down and 10. Annalee leading Piner. Piner leading Moyer Monte 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. That'll be our game next week. We'll be at Piner High School. Second down and 9. Allingham with the snap. It's a high one, but he gets the snap and he hands it off straight up the middle. Gaining maybe 2 yards is Caden Fox. He's going to be tackled, and that's going to bring up a third down and 8 as we're approaching the end of the first quarter.
Number 50, Coleman Hayes stepping up, wrapping up, breaking him down.
El Molino leading 13-6. I don't know if Annalee's going to get another playoff. We're down within inside 10 seconds and counting. Annalee up over the football. Third down. And that's going to do it for the quarter. All right. One quarter down. 13-6, El Molino leading the Annalee Tigers here in the Apple game. You're listening to KSRO's Game of the Week, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.